We're going to take a look at movies. Gavin, are you all right, yeah?
I'm not bad.
Good, good.
What was a Buffalo Stance?
You tell me. It's a, well, I mean, like, do you remember what you call him, Malcolm McLaren?
Yes.
And his Buffalo single as well. I'm sure somebody
Buffalo
can tell
Gals,
you about
yes,
it.
Yeah,
the Buffalo Gals, yeah. They go round and round, though. Anyway, let's see what's in the cinemas. Gavin Burke is looking at it because he was there, entertainment.ie. What's on big screen?
Big screen, we have a romantic comedy called What If. This is with Daniel Radcliffe and Zoe Kazan. She wrote a different take on a rom-com a couple of years ago called Ruby Sparks. This is Radcliffe plays a med school dropout. He's getting over a bad relationship. He's actually quite cynical of the whole love situation, and he meets an animator, Zoe Kazan, at a party, and they really hit it off. They really click.
So I'm going to interrupt you there for a second because you said something. Ruby Sparks, I saw that. What was that about again?
She is brought to life by a writer, and she's just the perfect girlfriend. This lonely writer writes about
it. I can't remember.
I thought it was quite interesting.
Go on.
They hit it off. They hit it off really well. But she has a boyfriend in Rafe Spall, and you know that's a shame. But they agreed to stay in touch and be friends. But they can't deny the attraction. And when he goes to Dublin on a job, things happen. Things take a turn.
And a turn for the better or the worse?
Well, that would be giving it away.
Wouldn't it, indeed, yeah. So who's it for?
This is for the 500 Days of Audience, audience, which is not bad.
I enjoy that movie. 500 Days of Audience is good, yeah.
It's got that hip soundtrack, you know, young professionals.
That's got Zoe Deschanel, you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah. She's nice.
Yep, absolutely.
And it undercuts the usual rom-com conventions as well. There's a couple of situations where I know how this is going to turn out, and then they'll turn it on its head, and they don't go down the usual path that you expect them to. And the fact that she's got a boyfriend, so it's dealing with, no, it's not right, I can't have these feelings. So she's having that battle throughout, and he's not actually that bad a guy either, you know. So the usual situation in these kind of movies is that they'll make him cheat on her or do something, or he treats her badly, but no, he's actually okay, you know. So I enjoyed that too.
And how's Daniel doing? Is he all right?
He's all right. I mean, I've thought he was okay since he's doing his best since the Harry put Harry Potter behind him. He was in a great horror called The Lady in Black or The Woman in Black.
Yeah, overpraised, I thought, but anyway,
I enjoyed it. And here he's grappling with some dialogue that he's just not used to grappling with, but he's okay, and they have some decent chemistry, the two of them.
All right, so What If is a thumbs up by the sound of it. What else is there on the big screen?
There is Into the Storm. I didn't think I was going to like this, but it won me over. It's there's no stars, low budget B movie, and it's just proud of it. It's a mark against it is it's one of those found footage movies. There's three stories in one. A teen shoots his school's graduation. There's storm chasers trying to get record the eye of the storm. No one's ever done this, and you have these jackass types who are looking to record a storm and make themselves famous, but needless to say, it's not long before the storm hits and things go pear-shaped.
And is it any good?
It's not bad. It's not in 3D, which is always a bonus. The special effects are terrific. It spends a lot of time with the characters before the storm hits, so you hope you're going to root for them. However, we still don't know anything about them. We're there for buildings falling down and trucks being thrown into other trucks, and it delivers on that.
It delivers, which is what a lot of people would want in that. But I mean, I saw a trailer for it, and it did look like all
Twister.
Those kind of things. Where a lot of people kind of die in kind of ridiculous kind of
final. It's from the director of The Last Final Destination, so you're into this really elaborate setups for
deaths. Oh, same guy, yeah, made Final Destination. Yeah, that's exactly what it's like, actually.
There you go.
Yeah, I can kind of do without that, really. But anyway, you're saying it's okay.
Yeah.
Better than you thought.
Better than I thought. So maybe the expectations were lowered.
Right, indeed, yeah. Okay, that's Into the Storm. And What If? Any more on the big screen?
We have
Scarlet.
We've Lucy. This one is from Luc Besson, who gave us the likes of Nikita, Leon and Fifth Element back in his heyday. Scarlett Johansson plays this kind of party girl who is asked to drop off a briefcase to a ruthless crime boss. And she ends up being this drug mule for this this new drug that allows the user to access 100% of her brain. Like Limitless, if you remember the Limitless movie.
I do. I thought that was quite good. Well, it was a bit of a laugh anyway, yeah.
An accident happens. The bag bursts inside her and the drug starts to secrete into her body. And
100% of her brain. How much of our brain do we...
I'm sure
you find out. Do we?
Yes.
And you, yeah. I bet you the movie tells you that, does it?
It does. Yeah. And it tells you, it goes through what happens when we use 20 or 40 or 50. And it's not long before she can do anything she wants, and we're only at 50%. So what's it going to be like by the end of the movie then? So you're chasing that all the time. She's got 24 hours to hunt down the crime boss and Morgan Freeman, who's a scientist in Paris researching the potential of the brain. He knows more about it than anyone else. First 20 minutes, most entertaining 20 minutes I've spent in the cinema in a very long time. Very Tarantino, very violent, very funny. Scarlett Johansson is brilliant as this ditzy girl, and then it just got silly. It's a wonderful idea. What if you can access 100% of your brain?
Sure, Aeon Flux, those kind of movies. No, yeah. What do you call it? Saoirse Ronan was in.
But she was just an assassin. She was very good at beating people up.
Yeah.
And in Luc Besson's world, what would we do if we could access 100% of our brain? Well, we'd beat people up, and we'd use two laptops at once. And you've seen this movie 7-8 times before, but you're not
16, so it's not
exactly
for you.
I'm not a 16 year old boy who would probably lap this up. I mean, there's a lot of violent scenes, and she does this badass thing that teenage boys just lap up.
Okay, well, if we were viewing just 20 minutes of movies, this is the best you've seen this year in the first 20 minutes. After that, not really. Yeah. Into the Storm, thumbs up. What If, thumbs up. Lucy, not necessarily. Scarlett's doing a lot of weird out there. Like, she's gone. She's not just, like, she does her Avengers and this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then she does the...
Under the Skin is one of the best movies
which
of the year.
We talked about the other week. Yeah,
it's terrific.
I didn't like it, but there you go. Okay, DVDs.
Love Punch. This one is an anomaly in that it's after a audience of a certain age, have you said, Dave? It's clean, wholesome fun, where everything's just a little bit silly. You put a smile on her face. It does all that. Doesn't make it a good movie. This is about Pierce Brosnan and Emma Thompson. They've been divorced for years. There's still a bit of a spark there. Their business is bought and sold off, and their pensions are gone with it. So they decide to track down the person responsible, a French businessman, and make him hurt the way they've been hurting by stealing the priceless diamond he's got for his fiancée. And there's this Pink Panther elaborate plan to do all this.
So it's slapstick.
Yes, and it's stereotypical characters, like the students are stoners, Texans are larger than life, and you can smell everything coming from 20 miles away. But Bronson and Thompson, they've some decent chemistry.
Well, the writing, the tone, the timing is what these things are all about. Yeah. Does it work on that level?
Yes, when it's those two together, but when it gets into the whole the Pink Panther kind of stuff, I just wasn't buying it at all.
Okay, Love Punch. This actually, what was the one I never saw? It's supposed to be quite good. Pierce Brosnan, was it All You Need Is Love? Was that what it was called some time back?
Oh yes,
I never saw it.
The marriage in Italy.
That was
an interesting one. Yeah, it was not a real surprise.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting anything, but it turned out it was quite charming.
Because of Helen Edge, I believe. Okay, go on. Anything else on DVD besides Love Punch?
Divergent. This is
I've seen this.
Have you?
Oh, a load of crap.
This was this.
Well, even if I was a 16-year-old girl, I'd be going, listen, give me the Hunger Games. Anything. I don't even like the Hunger Games.
I'm not too keen either. But it's after the Hunger Games market. It's set in the near future, where our future society, where the world is divided into five factions. We all have a certain skill, and we go to that faction that really allows us to reach our full potential with that skill. But Shailene Woodley, she was in that movie before, that a couple of weeks ago, that I just can't remember, where she's dying. That one.
Stop looking at me. You think I was listening to you?
She chooses a faction that she shouldn't have, and other stuff happened, and then more stuff happens, and I tuned out at that stage. But this should have been fun. It should have been a lot of fun, and that's the biggest crime this movie is. It's just so dry and so dull, and It's supposed to be an action movie, but all the action is all simulations and training. So it's there's absolutely nothing ridiculous at stake.
When she leaves the parents at the beginning and decides to go off and be part of this crowd and then jumps into the big hole, you think, okay, something might happen.
Yes.
It just keeps going on to bloody
and
training.
More training. It's training, which means there's... She's not in danger.
No,
at any point.
Which means one thing, that they were hoping for diversion 2, 3, 4, 5 and 6. This is just the intro to it.
Yeah, well, there's 3 books and the last book is going to be split into 2 movies again.
So, really? Yeah. All right, fair enough. Yeah, The Fault in Our Stars, by the way, is the one you were thinking of there.
Yes.
Which is the big movie of the year for that age group. So Divergent, you'd be saying no. But then again, if you were a 16-year-old girl, yeah, maybe, if you can't wait for Hunger Games 3.
Same as Lucy, if you're a 14-year-old boy, you might go for it. I'm not 14.
Okay, but if you're older, you might like Into the Storm. You might even like What If.
What If, yes. Yeah.
But it's most likely you'd like Lone Punch. All right, listen, thank you very much indeed, Gavin. Command yourself, entertainment.ie, as in Gavin Burke. Let's